We had introduced the concept of mizumin, and we talked about mizumin being a rabbinic institution, but one that seems to be based on the pasuk of Gadlul Hashem Iti, glorify God, exalt God together with me, Unirom Hashmo Yachdav, and then together we will elevate His name. So, of course, there are three parties to that pasuk: Iti, meaning with me; Gadlu, being in the plural. So, the question now in the second mishnah is, who can take part in a mizumin? So, Nashim Vavadim Buktanim in Mizamnin Aleihem. So women, and here we're talking about the Eved Knani as opposed to the Eved Ivri. The Eved Knani, again, he's no longer a non-Jew, but doesn't have the full Kedushas Yisrael until he'll be emancipated. And Ketanim, minors, halachically it's understood to be anybody who's under Bar Mitzvah, but there's a lengthy discussion in the Rishonim. Maybe we're actually talking about younger Ketanim, but as we said earlier in the Masechta, Ketanim have a basic Chiyav in Birkas HaMazon in terms of Chinuch. So we'll assume for halachic purposes, just in the interest of time, that we're dealing with those under Bar Mitzvah, Ein Mizamnin Aleihem, they are not mitzaref to a mizumin. They would not be counted as the third member of a mizumin. Now, with respect to women, you have to ask a more fundamental question. There's like an unresolved issue in halacha. What is a woman's obligation in benching? Well, that seems strange. Why would a woman be any different? It's not a mitzvah, so say, shazman grama. So who can think of maybe one or two different reasons why we would say a woman might not be obligated to bench on the Torah level, even though she eats just the same? So who can think of at least one reason? What do we say in benching that a woman might not be included in? So that's one idea. Okay, bris milah. Bris chasha chasam tibi b'sareinu. There was a minhag already in the times of the Rishonim that women wouldn't say that because women don't have a bris milah. But that's a little difficult because the Ramban says the actual text of benching is not in any way midah raisa. So to say that would be somehow sufficient to obviate the Torah level obligation to bench, that's a very difficult idea. So who can think of a more direct svara? Yeah, Yosef. Right, mitzvah saseh shazman gram, if it's time-oriented. But you eat at 1 in the morning, you eat at 7 a.m., what's the difference? Shabbos, days of the week, so it shouldn't be time-bound. But what does the pasuk say? V'achalta v'savata v'rach l'shem elokecha al aretz ha-tova asher nasan lach. How might that play into this? How might that play into the discussion? Outstanding, Effie. So you hit the nail on the head. That's the correct answer, really, is that women were not part of the distribution of the land. Now, it's true that B'no Slavcha, they inherited land, but they only inherited their father's portion. So there's an unresolved debate in halacha in terms of women's status and benching altogether. Obviously, they're obligated. The question is whether that's Daraisa or Darabanan. So that could play into this conversation as well. But even if you assume that they're obligated on a Daraisa level, so Zimun is something else. And here there's a sociological factor. There's also a halachic factor. The sociological factor is that the way they used to have their meals is very often men and women did not eat together, okay? So the idea that there could be a zimun, which means that you actually ate together, is a difficult proposition. What's another issue here? The Gemara says, and this again is picked up by many of the Rishonim, that there could be an issue of pritsusa. There could be something untoward, probably not within the same family, but there could be something untoward of men and women joining together in a zimun. That reflects a certain degree of intimacy. So that's one of the issues as well. So ad kama mizamnin, how much does somebody have to eat to participate in the zimun? So ad kezayas, the pasuk says v'achalta. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says achila always means a kezayas. But what does this pasuk say? Not just v'achalta, but v'achalta v'savata. You have to eat a little bit more than that. So he says kebetzin. Again, this is not just a discussion in terms of mizumin, but this is a discussion in terms of benching in general. And I think we pointed out in the past the beautiful Gemara Masechta Brachos and Daf Chaf, where the malachim, the angels, have a conversation with God, and they say, you know, on the one hand, you said, Asher lo yusafanev lo yikach shochad, that God doesn't play favorites. On the other hand, the pasuk says, yusa Hashem pana ve'lecha v'chuneka, that God is favoring the Jewish people. So how does that work? How does God favor the Jewish people? So God says, I'm being fair. It's just that the Jewish people do more for me than anybody else. Because I said they only had to bench when they're fully satiated. V'achalta v'savata u'v'irachta, as Hashem Elokecha. Only when you're fully satiated you have to bench. V'heim hechmiru al atzman ad kezayis v'ad kebetza, that they were so machmer in themselves to obligate themselves in benching, even if they only had a little bit to eat. So now I want to move to, for the next minute or so, before we conclude, a very important practical halachic discussion about, here we talked about men and women mixing together for purposes of mizumin, but let's just say you have three women who are bat mitzvah, the possibility of their making a mizumin. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what most Rishonim say is that they have the option. It's their option to do so. They don't have to do so, but it's their option to do so. It's interesting, The Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Chiel Michal Epstein, says he never saw it. He just never saw women do a Zimun, even though, of course, he knew what it said in the Shulchan Aruch that they had the option of doing. So the Vilna Gaon felt that they were obligated to do so. And the Vilna Gaon, as the simplest reading of it, really, is that, of course, three people get together, you have an opportunity to give a greater Shevach to Hashem. So again, the question is whether women can join in with men, because they may not be obligated in benching on the same level. So very often, we don't mix the rices, the rabbanans. Then you have the factor of mixing the genders of Pritzusa. So none of that is going to apply when you're dealing with women themselves. So the Vilna Gaon says, what are you talking about? They have to make a Mizamin. So some people have that practice. I think it's certainly a minority within this community. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he takes a middle position. This is very important halachically to be aware of. So if you find yourself with another man, but not three men, and you have three women there who are engaging in mizumin, so Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says the men should answer the mizumin that the women are creating, because again, what's it to sit there and not to answer, not to participate? So this is very important to be aware of. So sometimes people think like this is some kind of a feminist agenda, you know, women making a mizumin, and this is totally ignorant. It's not a feminist agenda at all. It's in the Shulchan Aruch, the Vilna Gaon. He said that they absolutely have to do it. It's unfortunately, sometimes people have their own agenda and they accuse other people of having an agenda, but it's a matter of strict halacha. You have the Shulchan Aruch, you have the comment of the Aruch HaShulchan, certainly can rely on that if you know, hasn't been your minhag, a person's not obligated to take it on. But people should at the very least be aware of the position of the Vilna Gaon. They should be aware of the position of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and to recognize that Gadul HaShem Iti U'Nirom HaMashmo Yachdav is not a small matter altogether. Rabbi